But in 2007, together, we started making better choices. We cut spending growth. We added a penny to the sales tax to improve our children's education. We restored revenues by making our tax code more progressive and more fair. We took concrete action to close our structural deficit. When the national recession hit, wiping out jobs and revenues all across our country, including here, other states tried to cut their way to prosperity. And many found this only made things worse, laying off police officers and firefighters and teachers, cutting public education, hiking up college tuition by double digits every year, continuing down the merry path of cutting taxes for the very wealthy, hoping against cruel experience that somehow it would trickle down to the rest of us. But in Maryland, here, we made better choices. We used the pressure of sinking revenues to make government more efficient and effective. For the first time, we started setting public goals with more immediate deadlines. We started measuring weekly performance to make government more effective, to make it work. We constrained budget growth and made government smaller. We strengthened our rainy day fund and protected our AAA bond rating. We fixed our pension system, and it wasn't easy. We reformed hundreds of pages of regulations. We streamlined permitting, and we fast-tracked jobs projects. We eliminated paperwork, simplified applications for business licenses, and reduced waiting times, in some cases, from months to days. We advanced public-private partnerships, like the one at the port that's created thousands of jobs. We put real-time information about the people's government into the people's hands by using the Internet, posting the information on the Internet, converted paper note cards to digital files, and used smart maps to better target our limited resources. We cut more state spending than any administration in modern history. Recognizing that our diversity is our greatest strength, we move forward toward the most ambitious goals in America for empowering women and minority-owned businesses. And this year, for the first time ever, we exceeded that goal. Knowing that we could not cut our way to prosperity, we balanced record budget cuts with modern investments. Investments in the very priorities that create jobs and expand opportunity, educating, innovating, and rebuilding for a better economic future. Better choices, better results, and the proof is in our progress. Progress recovering jobs at the fastest rate of any state in the region. Progress helping more of our neighbors transition from welfare to work, 12,000 just last year. Partnering with businesses, large, medium, and small, to create more jobs, 30,300 jobs over the most recent 12 months. Together with courageous law enforcement officers and firefighters, we are driving down violent crime, driving down homicide, driving down fire deaths, all to historic lows. We are doing more than any other state to hold down the cost of tuition so more families can afford to send their kids to college. We are helping more families to save their homes from foreclosure. We are reducing infant mortality to record lows. We are now feeding tens of thousands of Maryland children who would otherwise go hungry. We are doing more than ever before to shelter the homeless. We are helping families and helping our neighbors free themselves from the despair of substance abuse. We are moving record cargo through our port and record passengers through Baltimore, Washington's Thurgood Marshall Airport. Our actions are making the waters, Governor Hughes, Governor Glendening, of the Chesapeake Bay healthier, rescuing the blue crab, reviving our native oyster, more farmers planting cover crops than ever before in order to improve the waters of our bay, and our record investments in public education are delivering record high student achievement, record high graduation rates, an historic closing of the achievement gap between white and non-white students, the best AP scores in science, technology, engineering, and math that our students have ever achieved, the best overall AP scores of any state in the nation. And this is where you can clap for not one, not two, not three, not four, but 5 years in a row, the number one best public schools in America. These are the choices. These are the choices. These are the choices that we have already made. Now to the choices ahead of us. Job creation must be our top priority always. While we're recovering jobs faster than any other state in our region, there's still too many moms and dads in Maryland who are out of work, who are still searching for work. Therefore, this year's budget is a jobs budget. It invests in 43,000 jobs, rebuilding roads, bridges, tunnels, community colleges, affordable housing units, clean water infrastructure, and other forward-looking projects with your help. It protects nearly 26,000 law enforcement jobs throughout our state. It supports over 114,000 jobs educating our children. This budget invests to improve public education and to continue to build new schools. It accelerates the transition from chalk and textbooks in our classroom to iPads, laptops, and smart boards, and 21st century digital learning tools. And your vote will accelerate those innovations. And once again, it holds down the cost of college tuition. This progress, as you well know, is only possible with fiscal responsibility and a balanced approach. The budget before you saves more than recommended by the spending affordability guidelines. It increases both our rainy day fund and our cash reserves. It protects our AAA bond rating. It very nearly eliminates the structural deficit, and it brings our total spending cuts to $8.3 billion over the life of this administration. These are the choices which enable us to invest in a stronger and better future, the future that all of us prefer for our children. More job creation, more opportunity, a stronger and growing middle class. Three stories, all with a common theme. We're joined today in the gallery by an inventor and an entrepreneur. He reached out to 200 colleges and professors asking for lab space. And guess what? 199 turned him down. He went on to invent an inexpensive tool for detecting pancreatic and ovarian cancers, which he has now patented. 8,500 of our fellow citizens selected him as the winner of our Maryland Forward contest. What's more, the people at Intel selected him, this Marylander, for their top international science and engineering prize. He happens to be 15 years old. Buy stock in this guy. And please welcome Jack Andraka and his proud mom, Jane, who are with us. We're also joined by a small business owner from Havre de Grace, who also happens to be a courageous disabled veteran. She moved her business out of her own dining room and into a storefront on South Union Avenue, and now she's tripled her customers. Please welcome Sergeant Liana Nishimura Stewart. Sergeant. Now, Senator Young had occasion to introduce me to this gentleman, and I visited with him in Frederick. He started a company called Nexus Energy Homes. They build houses at market prices, and get this, these homes are designed to consume net zero energy. For families, that means electricity bills, energy bills, as low as $3 and $4 a month. For the people of Frederick, it means hundreds of jobs. Nexus Energy Homes was named a National Home Builder of the Year last year. Their CEO, Paul Zanecki, also joins us in the gallery. Paul?